the Good News Station.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett. The Homeland Security Chief insists police are putting in extra effort to keep people safe this holiday weekend.
We are working overtime to protect the homeland, to evaluate and reevaluate what we see. We also want to encourage the public at the beginning of this holiday season to be vigilant yourself.
Secretary of Homeland Security Jay Johnson also reiterated that the U.S. does not know of any specific or credible terror plots in the U.S. He added that they're focused on trying to stop lone wolf attacks and copycat acts of terrorism. Johnson also said the public will likely notice added security at large events and in public gathering places. Canada is temporarily putting the brakes on accepting 25,000 Syrian refugees. Prime Minister Trudeau said today the program is being pushed back until the end of February, partly because of security concerns after the Paris attacks. This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
Safety for your home and family. Now that's important to you. And Gator Security, with its 5-year warranty, can help. With security, video surveillance, and access control, Gator Security is available at www.gatorsecurity.com or 800-676-1580. Gator Security, with its 5-year warranty, is a proud corporate sponsor of WCNO. GatorSecurity.com.
Godfrey Electric is a fourth-generation, full-service electrical contractor serving St. Lucie, Martin, Palm Beach, and Broward counties. Godfrey Electric specializes in industrial, commercial, and residential electrical service work. Godfrey Electric, an underwriter of the WCNO Ministry, is available on the web at www.godfreyelectric.com or at 561-833-3753.
USA Christian News. As the presidential political season heats up, with the candidates traveling all over the nation looking for votes, you have to begin to wonder what the next occupant of the Oval Office will inherit. America has become a bitterly divided nation, as people of faith are often maligned or even persecuted for following what the Bible teaches us about our lives. I spoke to Penny Nance of Concerned Women for America's Legislative Action Committee about this dramatic swing to the left in our nation.
We have weak leadership because of the country we chose it. At the same time, it almost seems like a chapter out of Revelation, which plagues are being poured out on this earth. We will not stop. We will not bend a knee to anyone other than God. And we will do our best to use thoughtful leadership and to encourage our leaders to make good and right decisions.
For the USA Radio Network, this is John Clemens.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has the best in equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler, Pro Rodeo, and Horseman headquarters with an expanded woman's department. Also an expanded boot department with Georgia, Justin, and Wolverine boots. West of Old England is located in the Bruner Plaza, 650 Southeast Monterey Road, halfway between US 1 and Canner Highway. West of Old England.
Statements attempting to tie global warming to terrorism, he has previously said his Defense Department feels climate issues are a threat multiplier. I'm Jason Wirt.
In a little bit lighter role, President Obama pardoned two turkeys today.
Today, I can announce that the American people have spoken and we have two winners. Their names are Honest and Abe.
Obama pardoned the two 40-pound gobblers during a ceremony in the Rose Garden. As he granted a reprieve to the two birds, Obama remarked that it's his seventh year taking part in the annual tradition, joking, "Time flies even if turkeys don't." Abe was chosen as the official national Thanksgiving turkey by voters on Twitter. The two turkeys now head to a farm in Virginia where they will live out the rest of their days. Tourists are beginning to return to Paris after the deadly terrorist attacks. French officials said today hotel bookings improved this week after plunging by nearly 25% the week after the November 13th attacks. For breaking news, we're at westernjournalism.com. I'm Melody Burkett.
Good news and shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news and shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO. Palm City.
The following is a paid program. The content is provided by HF Martech. WCNO, its staff, management, and ownership are not responsible for the content. Investment involves risk. Prior to making any investment, an investor should meet suitability requirements. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future performance. Neither the opinions expressed nor the information provided constitutes a recommendation to purchase or provide investment advice. The material presented is not a substitute for obtaining professional advice from a qualified person or firm. Securities offered through Centaurus Financial, member FINRA, and SIPC. And now, the host of the Team Martech program, Joe Martech.
Yes, it is, and it is me, and we are on. And Pastor Tom is not here today. Pastor Tom, he conned somebody into taking over the time here. Is that fair?
That's fair to say.
Now, forgive me, even though we've met, we just met again, but I forget your first name.
My name is Francesco.
Francesca, and he did tell me this, but you know, when you're old like me, you know, senior moments are allowed to sneak through.
They happen all the time.
No kidding. Thank you very much. Hey, I'm glad Tom's not here today. Poor Tom, he gets all upset with me because, you know, Pastor Tom's got quite a bit of history being a preacher and,
oh, he does.
And a leader. But I met a young man today, and I was talking to him. I said, I do Christian radio. And he says, really? And I said, yeah. He says, what's that about? And I says, well, basically born again Christians listen to Christian radio quite a bit. And he says, you know, my experience with born again Christians is very bad. And I said, well, what happened? He says, I'm a contractor and I have been lied to by people professing to be born again mm-hmm. Christians. Now I'm paraphrasing. It isn't exactly the way he phrased it.
That's right.
And I said, you know, it reminds me years and years ago, I had a Baptist preacher one time after I'd been baptized and was talking about being born again and people that are, quote, born again. They have the keys to heaven and they're right in, no problem. He said, but there's a lot of people that say, uh-huh, and they don't believe him because there are the Elmer Gantries of life and a few other, Tom, you know, Mr. Jones and a few other people that might have professed to be born again. And he That's said, right. You know, here's the hard part. Even though a person says he is, he may not truly be.
This is true.
And it's just that simple.
That's right.
And it is just that simple. So how can you tell the difference? And you really can't.
No, you can't.
So literally, I often get a little bit worried about people that wear it too hard mm-hmm. on their shoulder. Mm-hmm. Because now I'm thinking about the Elmer Gantries of life and the other people that come along. But normally, the born-again Christians that I know that I have tremendous admiration for, Pastor Tom is one, they know their stuff, they walk the walk, they talk the talk, and they're real people.
You will know them by their fruit.
You know, that's probably the best way to phrase it. And hey, they're not perfect by any stretch. And that doesn't mean that everything they do is right, but they work very hard at not taking advantage of people, not doing things that are wrong. They work very hard to do what's right.
Right, absolutely.
And I'm that's the person that I admire. A person that just talks and doesn't do the walk worries me a bit. But, you know, have we not all seen those?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, okay.
And that raises the flag.
It does raise a big flag.
It makes that check. The Holy Spirit brings that check into you. You know that discernment, and you know exactly who you're dealing with.
Yeah,
You know, if you don't listen, I was talking to somebody earlier today, and we were saying, you know, if you listen to that check, that spirit that's talking to you,
right,
you'll be led down the right road. It's when we kind of like go our own way. We say, okay, yeah, I felt that, but I still did it anyway.
You know, it reminds me when I had my kids at home, and kids are going to do things they shouldn't do. That's called a part of growing up. And I used to always say, okay, first I say, the worst thing you can ever do in life is lie. I mean, I don't care what you would do, don't lie. You don't lie, mm-hmm. you don't lie. Then I would ask them when they were telling me a lie. And, you know, kids are pretty.
Did you lie to me?
But I would say, okay, if Jesus was standing here right now, and he knows what you're saying, would you tell me that? boy, you watch those eyes start to worry.
That's right. But see, that is a great point.
Yeah.
If Jesus was standing right here now,
yep.
would you say what you're going to say?
There,
would you do what you're about to do?
Yeah.
If
yep.
the Lord Jesus, if you could see him, not that he isn't there, but if you actually saw him standing,
yeah, boy.
Would you proceed?
And you know he can read your mind, so you're yes. in deep trouble.
You are
you
in trouble.
You better. Well, so you use different guides in life, you know, and that's always been, and even though it's very basic, and you teach your children that way, it in my opinion should guide your whole life.
That's right.
And you know, let's face it, not all the time am I going to want Jesus standing to me, because on more than one occasion since I've said that with my kids, I have not followed the track the way I supposed to, and I'm not proud of it. But the Lord is this, if we walk the walk and talk the talk and talk the walk, hallelujah, that's what we're supposed to do. Okay, now I'm done with that part. I just had this young man today who was having a hard time because he was raised Catholic, altar boy, and now he's agnostic at the very best.
Oh my Lord.
he may have been pushing atheist, but I got him all the way to agnostic, I think, but I didn't have enough time to spend with him to spend some time with
right,
him.
Right, exactly.
Because you know, a lot of times people say, well, what happened is he got really turned off on organized religion. Well, guess what?
And so did all of us. That's right.
Yeah, from time to time, there's none of us that haven't been turned off with organized religion. Now, I've met some of the best preachers in the whole world, and I admire them to no end. That doesn't mean that whole system all the way around that preacher was doing everything that should have been done, and it doesn't mean that we'd always agree with it, because that's people. People make mistakes. People err. People do things they shouldn't do.
That's right.
But hey, bottom line is, those of us that are committed Christians understand that people are not perfect and they're going to make mistakes, and sometimes the organization surrounding a good person mm-hmm. Is not the right organization.
No, it's not. But we are called to love. And if we proceed in that form with our faith and we keep loving that person, they're going to be coming around, because they're going to see those seeds that you planted in them.
So how often do we have to beat them up?
Almost every day.
Almost every day, right? All right. 1-888-221-8990. 1-888-221-8990. And this is really not why we were here, but it just happened to be one of those things that happens to you and doesn't happen every day.
Right.
That maybe you can make a hair of a difference in a person's life by bending that reed just a little bit in the favor of Jesus. And mm-hmm. and so I just thought I'd share that today. And
I think that's wonderful. And again, the relationship with Jesus is what you're stressing.
There you go.
You know, not about religion. It's not about organizing. It's not about following a pastor, but it's staying focused on the Lord and Savior.
Period. And that's it. So literally, there's all kinds of lessons here, folks. But hey, the reality is this: organized religion is always, not always the right thing, and there have been abuses, and always will be, because man is man, and that's just the way it is. Mm-hmm. But the system set up by Jesus at the very beginning, it's the right system. That's just that simple. So, hey, once you get that in your heart and your soul, hallelujah.
Amen.
That's just where it
what
is.
What I say is read the book.
Read the book.
If it's in the book, there, I'm good with it.
1-888-221-8990, 888-221-8990. This is a talk show. If you have questions, Joe Martek, financial advisor, is here. The rest of my team seems to have abandoned me, because they might think this is the day before Thanksgiving and they're sneaking out.
Yes.
That'd be my guess.
I think so.
Well, here's what happened. Some years ago, and I'm talking probably 10 or 12 years ago, we started doing these radio shows. I'm a financial advisor, and as a financial advisor, I'm also called a stockbroker. I'm a securities principal, which means lots of licenses, lots of clients here and in 13 other states, because that's what happens. Mm-hmm. But in order to be a credible professional, you normally align yourself with other credible professionals, because there's no such thing as any one person knowing everything. So over a period of time, I had to put together a group of people that I trust, that when a client of mine says, hey, Joe, what do I do about taxes or legal matters or insurance or real estate or mortgages? I know people that I trust, that I feel have integrity, that have been in business a long, long time, and that I talk to regularly. And anybody that's ever listened to this show knows I'm not what you call a subtle person.
I've heard this.
I'm kind of like sledgehammer. Poor Tom, when he's here, he starts to cringe the minute he sees me. But... Yeah. I have never been what's called a subtle person and a person that minces words. I normally call it like it is. And that doesn't make people happy all the time, but that's just who I am. And I'm content with me, and I guess that's the most important thing.
Yes, it is.
So what happens is, over a period of time, we've assembled a group of people, professionals. Dan Warren, independent insurance agent, 35, 6, 7 years in business. In my humble opinion, of course, humility is not one of my strengths, folks. I hate to say it, and I'm not happy about
that.
But
he's working on it.
I'm working on that. He happens to be, if he's not the best, he's in the top 5 or 10 independent insurance agents on the Treasure Coast. I just had a testimonial today from another person, and they called up Dan's office, and bottom line was, Dan, half the time, three quarters of the time, I don't know what the number is, has been able to save clients of mine money and get them the same or better insurance coverage on whatever it might be. Mm-hmm. So, and he's a good man, period. He's a good man, and that counts big points with me. Next person, Greg Fasula, attorney. Well, you know, attorneys, usually all of us, when we hear that word, this puts hairs up on our arms, and we shudder a little bit, shake our head and bang our head against the wall. Greg's the only guy I know that's an attorney that I'd like to have as a next-door neighbor. Why? Well, number one, he's honest. Number two, you can't make him lie. I mean, it's just not going to happen. Number two, he's patient. Hmm. Number three, he's a good listener. Number four, he's not arrogant. He's not pretentious. Does that sound like an attorney you've ever met?
No, not at all.
No. No. It just, and I pick on Greg all the time. I said, Greg, did they teach you this in law school? And he goes, no.
See that?
He's just a flat good guy. Mm. Now, what happens is, when I meet a new prospect or suspect, one of the first questions I ask him is, are you ready to die? Now, the attorney was sitting here, and he said, Joe, you're not supposed to say it that way. You're supposed to say, have you done your estate planning?
Ah, yes, estate planning.
Now, see, if you're ready to die, there's two answers to there, and we have two things. And I have led a couple people, more than two, but to Jesus, because when I ask him, are you ready to die, we would lead into another question, are you ready to meet God? Mm. When they say, I'm not sure, so we got a problem here, we need to cure that.
Yes.
So we'll work on that, takes a few minutes, and we'll get that out of the way. But then the other one is, have you done your estate planning, which means, have I done a will or a trust? And if you haven't, as my buddy Dan would say if he was here, he'd say, well, the state's got it all figured out for you, because if you don't, they got it figured
out.
They
got it, that's right.
And your family's going to be really unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
We have words called probate. It could take 6 months to a year to go through all of this stuff, depending on the estate. Once you have put things together and you've had the proper advice, then you can just go ahead and die anytime you want. It's not a big deal.
As long as you know the Lord.
As long as you know the rules. So literally, that's had to have an attorney, because we have to put these documents in place. And normally I counsel a client quite a bit to make sure that they know what they're doing before they even meet the attorney. And some people don't need, believe it or not, a will and or a trust. Certain things can pass automatically without going through the court system or any of that. But once I sit and meet with them, we know that pretty fast.
Right.
Next member of the team, Vince Rosino, CPA. Why do we need him? Well, if you haven't noticed, this is America and we pay taxes. And if we don't, we're in trouble. And if we don't file, we're in worse trouble. So literally, and the tax code changes constantly, and they're always talking about changing it. It's only 67,000 pages now, simplified.
Mm.
You know, you need to have somebody that knows what they're talking about, and back to a guy that's been around a long, long, and that's another thing when I put this group together. We don't own each other. We don't work for each other. We don't share commissions or fees. We don't share office space. What I was looking for are independent people that, in my opinion, were at the top, in the top group of their particular field. And thank you, Lord, I think I've been able to do it. And Vince is just a magnificent person, CPA, also a forensic CPA, which makes him an expert witness. He's recognized by the court system to testify in court. He was a college professor. He's just besides all that, he's a friend. He's a flat good guy. So the original, then we have Miss Victoria Lloyd, Remax of Stewart. I've only known her since 1980. She's been in real estate all that time. I call her Miss Bubbles because she's only got two speeds. She's either full blast or she's sleeping. This girl is the hardest working person I know, period.
Hmm.
You couldn't make her lie if you tried. She counsels people like crazy when it comes to real estate, whether it's buying or selling. And she knows what she's doing. And that's just great. That's simple. Last member, Mr. Mike Polis, mortgage broker. Well, back again. If you look at this whole group, the concept is here either to make you money or save you money. And a mortgage, hey, if you haven't read the papers or listened to the TV, you've been hiding. A lot of people think it's hard to get a mortgage. And quite honestly, Mike will tell you in 15 minutes. And I mean, literally, you call him up and talk to him on the phone. Doesn't cost you a nickel. He runs a credit report right away if you give him the information. He doesn't cost you a nickel, and he'll tell you where you stand.
That's great.
Good, bad, or indifferent. Mm-hmm. And if it's bad or indifferent, he'll tell you what it takes to cure
the bad or indifferent
mm-hmm. so that you can qualify and how long it's going to take.
That's wonderful.
So the whole group just does a wonderful job.
Yeah.
Joe Martek is a bit dangerous on some of these subjects, but obviously I handle investments. We can talk about IRAs. We can call about Roth IRAs. We can talk about 401k rollovers. Mm-hmm. A lot of different subjects. There's different types of investments. A lot of people are unhappy with money in the bank these days because the bank is paying a quarter or a half, or if you can get one, you're pretty lucky.
You are. Mm-hmm.
So we've got exchange-traded debt instruments. Debt instruments are not common stock that right now are paying 5%. And a lot of people are a bit hesitant to get into the market today. So the debt instrument, this is no different than me loaning you $10,000 and you sign a note mm-hmm. and you agree to pay me back the $10,000 with interest and we have dates. That's what these are, debt instruments. Mm-hmm. But they're traded on the New York Stock Exchange or the NASDAQ, so I can buy them today, sell them tomorrow. They're 100% liquid.
That's great.
But they're mm-hmm. paying around 5 or 6%. So I call them a nice stopgap today. Mm-hmm. Places to be when you're in an uncertain time, mm-hmm. which if you haven't noticed, most people think we're in a pretty uncertain time.
Yes, we are definitely in an uncertain time.
So the group is here either to make you or save you. Very simple. Let me talk about another subject that we've been talking about for the last couple weeks. And Vince Rosino, CPA, and Joe Martek, financial advisor, we've sat through some classes on this. And believe it or not, Social Security sounds simple, but it's extremely complicated. Most people, until we start getting into that ripe old age of 62, we don't really pay much attention to it because it doesn't do anything mm-hmm. for us. But I had a call this week. In fact, Francesca, right. you took the phone number from a lady.
Yes, I did.
And she's turning 62, and she's talking about taking Social Security. So I said, okay. Number one question, how much money do you make in a year? She said about $30,000. And I said, you're not going to want to take it, and here's why. The government says if you take your Social Security before the full retirement age, now is 66 in a month or three, whatever it is. I don't know exactly the number, but they change it every year a little bit.
Yeah.
They think we're all going to live to be 100, so they're making us wait.
That's right, a little longer.
That's it. But when you turn 62, you can take a reduced benefit, but sometimes it makes perfect sense to do it. But one of the things that happens is if you make more than $15,500 this year, mm-hmm. you have to start giving back a portion of that Social Security that you took, and you might have to give it all back if you make too much money.
That's right.
So I said to her, I said, look, before you make a decision, you need to sit and physically talk to the Social Security people. And they'll help you. Believe me, I'm not a big government supporter, but I got to tell you right now, I've been to the Social Security office here in Port St. Lucie, and they have bent over backwards to answer questions to help people.
That's great.
And you make an appointment, mm-hmm. and every time I've made an appointment, they have been on the money. I mean, talking within a minute of the appointment time.
Well, that's great.
So you don't walk in that door and sit there, because you might sit there for 3 or 4 hours before they call you, but if you make an appointment, you're going to get in and talk to them. And before you go in, they'll pull up your Social Security number, your date of birth, all kinds of stuff. So they'll know you before you even show. And they'll know a lot of the questions you're going to ask, and they'll help you. Now, I'm assuming it's the same. And excuse me. This is back from my days when I smoked, which I haven't smoked for 35 years. But, you know, once in a while, the cigarette cough sneaks out anyway.
Comes. That's right. That's right. And it's so important to know exactly when. What you're saying is, when do I retire? When do I take that?
Because
once you make that decision, it's done.
Yeah, you can't turn back. Well, I think they have a 6-month look back, and I'm not positive. Vince might remember that.
Okay.
But let's say you take it and you want to change your mind, you got to pay back everything you took for that six months to start over again.
That's right.
But there's also what's called a spousal benefit. Have you heard of that one?
Yes. Yeah.
Now, the spousal benefit, let's say we have a husband and wife, and let's say you're both 65 or 6, and he's going to get $2,000 a month, and you're going to get, $500, let's just say, because you didn't work enough to build much of a Social Security benefit. They have a spousal benefit that you can take, which would now be tied to his Social Security, which might be more than what yours is, but you can take that, and you can wait until yours is higher than that.
Oh, I see. Good.
And then you can take yours. So let's say at 65, his is 2,000 and yours would be 1,000. And if you took his, you might just get $1,000. But if you wait until you're 70, you might be able to get $1,500 a month.
Oh, that's
so
great.
Then you quit taking your spousal benefit and start taking your own. These are things that most people don't know about. But before you make the decision, as Francesca was saying, you want to know these things before you make that decision, because once you've made it and you're past this window, there's no turning back.
There isn't.
Okay. So you got to just be a little bit wary and a little bit knowledgeable. So anyway, we can help people do that. That's exactly why we're here. Well, at least why I'm here.
That's right. You are.
888-221-8990. That's a toll-free number.
That's right.
888-221-8990. Now, I got this written up on the board up there, so in case I forget it, which I would because I'm an old guy, you know, I'm allowed to forget these things, but you call that number, 888-221-8990, and if I can help you, I'll answer your question. So anyway, the whole concept, again, of the group, very simply, Joe Martek's here to make you money. The rest of the group's here to put all these pieces together and to save you money. And I got to tell you, one of the stories about Dan Warren. We had a person from this show, from this program, listen to us. And one day she called in unsolicited and said, I got to tell you a story about this guy that came out to my place. And I've got a horse ranch out here in Palm City. And all of a sudden I see this white haired guy roaming around taking pictures. Huh. So I went up to him. I said, who are you? And he goes, I'm Dan Warren, the insurance guy. And she goes, well, what are you doing? He says, well, you talked to my office about giving you a quote, and I'm trying to get some due diligence done and some initial underwriting so I can turn it in so I can get you the best price. So she took him around and showed him her horses and the corral and the stables and really showed him the whole nine yards. And he's taking pictures of the whole thing. And he sent it all in, and he came back and got her better coverage and saved her $2,000 a year.
That's wonderful. That's absolutely wonderful.
So all of a sudden, that white-haired guy roaming around was looking better.
He was looking a lot better, yeah. He could come back.
And, you know, I'll just give you my personal experience. So Dan's got my personal insurance. And last year when my car insurance renewal came up, I got on a call from his office. And Angie says, Joe, listen, did you get your car insurance renewal bill? And I said, no, not yet. She said, well, you're gonna, but here's what we want to do if you agree. We can save you $400 by switching you to another company. And I says, boy, oh boy, do I want to save $400? What a decision.
This is
really hard. I said, you already did it, right? She goes, I can't do it without your approval. And I said, okay,
I approve.
That was pretty easy. So what Dan's office does with the power of computers now, it's wonderful.
It sure is.
Because he's got 80-some companies.
A lot of information.
So he literally can put people into that system, and with the underwriting information that he's got that shows what's going on, you know, this, because if anybody that's lived in Florida since 1992 after Hurricane Andrew and they've watched the debacle of what's gone on with insurance, because it's been just that, a debacle. Companies pulled out, 13 companies went out of business, companies non-renewed people, or they charged them double, triple, quadruple what they were paying. You know, the old rule of being loyal to one company and one company being loyal to you, forget that stuff.
Oh, that's gone.
You know, you have to shop, and it pays you to shop every 6 months or every year, no matter what. 1-888-221-8990. 888-221-8990. So you call in and ask questions, and I'll do my best to answer anything you might be thinking about. Again, I'm a financial advisor called a stockbroker, securities principal. So if you have questions to do with stocks, bonds, mutual funds, or if you have questions about IRAs or Roth IRAs or rollovers, transfers, all kinds of stuff, what your options may be under whatever you've got, you know, this is what I do for a living. So a lot of the stuff that I take for granted, the average person doesn't have to go through it very often. So you may not know the answer. So you call 1-888-221-8990, and hey, we'd be more than thrilled to talk to you. Again, it's kind of a slow day because this is the day before Thanksgiving and a whole bunch of people are playing hooky, or they're on their way to visit family members, or family members are on their way to visit you and you're in the kitchen cooking turkey. It isn't the turkey that's so hard to make, it's all the other stuff, the pies. And hey, in fact, it was an interesting thing today. I was talking to a lady who says she's going to make cranberry sauce with jalapeno peppers. And I thought, boy, that almost sounds sacrilegious. Jalapenos and cranberry sauce. And I said, I can't wait to hear from her to find out how it turned out. She says she doesn't have any company coming, just her and her husband. And if it's no good, she can throw it out. But she said she watched one of these TV programs, and one of those, you know, you understand what I'm talking about. They profess to know everything on TV, so they go anyway. So it just sounds kind of weird, but we'll find, because I love cranberry sauce just the way it is. Anyway, 888-221-8990. And guess what? We got a caller here. Caller, it's Joe Martek. You're on the radio.
Hi, Joe. How are you? My name is Rosa, and the reason I'm calling is because my daughter, she's a first-time home buyer.
Okay.
And I believe she's had a few people offer her, like, government programs and so on, but they're asking her for money up front. Is that something that
Here's what happens. Normally when people make an application, let's say you walk into bank and you want to get a mortgage, they're going to say, give us $250, whatever. That's the application fee, whatever they want to call it. I don't necessarily think that's the right way to go. If you dealt with Mike Paulus, our mortgage broker, first of all, he's going to take and check credit over the telephone and tell you where you stand, what you can qualify for. But when it comes to actually applying for the actual mortgage and going through all the paperwork, most of them, I think, charge a couple hundred dollars, and they apply that towards the total as you go down the road. But it shouldn't be much more than that. And some, you'd have to ask Mike or have her talk to Mike. I'm not positive if all of them charge or if that's just the normal rule, but it just seems to me that it is, that nobody wants to start doing all the paperwork and the research and everything without a deposit. Does that make sense?
I understand. Yes, that makes sense. And so what about the, I believe it was some company, I forgot the name of this company, they say that they have up to $25,000 that the government can actually give to the first-time home buyer.
Yep. What happens is this. There are literally county-by-county programs, and let me just tell you this, they're not the easiest things to get, because let's say it's available today. I mean, it started today. Usually by tomorrow, they're all used up because it's not an unlimited amount of money. But they will help first-time home buyers. And what Mike would do, if your daughter qualified for that program, he'd say, okay, let's sit tight for a period of whatever the time frame is until it comes available again, and then I'll put you at the top of the list so we can get you in right away.
Okay.
But there's also, let me just share this with you, another thing. Where does your daughter, which county does your daughter live in?
In the West Palm Beach, Florida area.
Okay. Like, as an example, Martin County, which is the next county north, they have the USDA program, which I know Mike loves dearly, that allows a person to come in with not one penny out of pocket. It's a United States Department of Agriculture, and literally it's designed to be for rural communities, even though they count all of Martin County, which includes Jupiter Island and all the rest of it. It's kind of a goofy thing, but that's typical government. But what happens is the buyer can't make too much money and they can't make too little. They've got to fit a window. And once you know, if it's a husband and wife or a single woman with a child or two, all the rules are based on those things. So that, again, is something Mike would talk to this to your daughter about and say, okay, fine, let's find out who you are and what you can qualify first, and then work okay. work backwards. Make sense?
Yes, makes sense. Now, what if someone else has bought a house and they haven't, they sold the house, now they have, they've been renting for the past 6-7 years. Are they entitled to that program again as a first-time home buyer?
And that's a good question. And if they already owned a house one time and it's a first-time home buyer program, I doubt it. But literally, the here's what happens in that business. The rules change constantly. So, you know, unless you're in that business and know about it every day, I mean, if Mike was sitting here right now, the rules last week might be different this week. I mean, it's just, it's happening that fast. So literally what happens is the easy thing to do, Mike would talk to your daughter or talk to you or whoever it might be, and over the phone, doesn't cost a nickel, you'd know within 15 minutes what you can or cannot do.
Okay. And do I contact Mike at the 888-221-8990?
Here's what happens. Did you give your name and phone number when you called?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. So what we'll do is this. I will give your name and phone number to Mike, and he won't call you probably till next week because of the holiday, but I'll have him call you. And is there a best time to call you?
Anytime, it's fine.
Okay. I'll just put that down, and then he can talk to you and answer your questions, and you can direct him to whoever else he needs to talk to, and you go from there.
Okay, I have one last question about a Roth IRA.
Yes.
Can a grandparent or a parent open a Roth IRA for a three-year-old?
Well, here's the question. You're supposed to be working. it's pretty hard to give that three-year-old a job. But let's just say you owned your own business, and I'm not saying this is 100% accurate, but you could put that child on the payroll. You know, the government might be mad at you because they're supposed to be 16, and you could pay them $6,000 a year or $5,000 a year, and 100% of that could go into a Roth IRA. You follow me?
Okay, that's the first time I've heard that. But
I know. Now, here's another thing. Are you working?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have an IRA yourself?
Yes.
Okay. So you're only allowed to do so many dollars a year into an IRA, but let's just say you wanted to start a Roth IRA for your grandson. Instead of contributing money to your own, you could contribute to a separate one that would make him the beneficiary, but it would be in your name, and then you can switch it over to him at a proper time, or if you died, excuse me, forget that part, if, when you die,
yes.
It would automatically go to him. So there are some ways to do this. And in fact, I really like that when you have a brand new grandbaby, you figure 15 years, I can put this money aside for this child. All of a sudden they'd have $250,000 possibly for college. And there's no rules because it's in that Roth IRA and 100% of it's tax free. So, I mean, it can really work to the child's advantage, and you then literally can have that. Like if you and your husband were both working and you could put this money aside and do it into it, I mean, boy, oh boy, you know, you're doing a wonderful gift. So, yeah, and I've helped a few people set those up, and it's this real, real, real nice little nuance that most people have never heard of.
Yes, right now I have like $3,000 held, and I'm trying to find where to invest this for my granddaughter. And so I just want to be sure I do it correctly. I'm not going to put it somewhere that later on I'm going to regret it, or every month, every other week, you know, deposit some funds into that account. And I just want to make sure that at the age of 18 or 21, they have access to that.
Well, here's the key to it. Number one, if that child is 3 years old, if you live 15 more years, you'd still be alive. Then that Roth IRA, you could literally make it theirs and just give them the money. It's 100% tax-free if they go to college. So you would be basically ruling, making sure that child is going to do the right thing with that money. You wouldn't have to give it to them all at one time. You have all kinds of control. If, on the other hand, you died in that time, you also could name a beneficiary, and it might be in trust with your daughter or son for the grandchild. There's lots of ways to write this. And then when it comes to investing the money, you can also say, okay, fine, where do I want to invest it? Part of what I do with clients is say, rather than give you a decision, let's educate you a bit first to make sure you know what your choices are. Like right now, I mean, this is one of my very favorite subjects, is that the market's in a bit of a flux, the government's in a bit of a flux, there's a lot of stuff going on that none of us agree with. So a lot of times just a debt instrument paying 5% for a period of time might be a wise way to go. And then down the road, you can always switch it into something else. Once you have that vehicle, you can move that money around whenever you want into whatever investment you want. And the key is, my job with my clients is to educate you. So when you're thinking about, hey, what can I do that earns more than the bank is paying me 1%, but I don't want to take risk. Right now, 5% to me is a good number.
Okay. Well, you know, with all the things that are going on and you know, you're kind of hesitant to invest here and there and everywhere because we don't know what's going to happen with all this that's going on. So I'm afraid that, you know, could the market crash again? Are we going to another recession? You know, it's,
let me tell you, this is just me. Now, 1 year ago, almost to the date, when people are asking me about the market, I says, well, I think this is Joe Martek's opinion now, that 2015 is going to be a flat year, meaning nothing is going to happen. That means the market's going to be whatever it was on January 1st. It's probably going to be really close to the same by the end of the year. And unless something dramatic happens in the next 30 days, my prediction is very true. So what I've said to people during this last year is, I'm not excited about putting you in the market, on the broad market, because I just have no confidence under the circumstances today that that's the right thing to do. So I said, why don't we just go into a 5% instrument? And then at the end of the year or 2 years, you can always go into something else if you want, you know, but 5% is better than making a half or a one. You know, you're making something. So listen, what I'll do, I've got your name and number. I'm going to turn Mike to have him give you a call next week. And then I'll have my office give you a call and we'll talk about this again.
Great. And I would appreciate that. Thank you so much for taking my call and taking all this time with me.
Rosa, listen, I appreciate every minute of any time that a gorgeous young woman calls me.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're very handsome too.
Thank you, darling. Don't you love radio? Whether we can be as handsome and pretty as we want to be, right?
Yes, of course we can.
Yes.
God bless you too, Rosa.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you. Thank you. Bye. 1-888-221-8990. I had a client of mine actually that came from this station, and I says, boy, I sure hope Jesus has a sense of humor. And he says, Joe, of course he does. He has to put up with you. And literally, my whole thing on this thing is, one is, let's have a good time. Let's educate people. Let's put you with the right people that can steer you in the right direction, answer your questions, educate you. And thank you, Lord, we've been very blessed and able to do that. And I've been doing it for 20-some years. And everybody in our group has been doing it for 20 or 30 years. So it's been a very, very, very wonderful experience for us to be on a radio. Now, we haven't been on Christian radio for that long, but I think it's been a couple years. But we've been doing the radio shows, we know, at least since 2004, because we all remember doing them when the hurricanes were going. We're not sure how much longer before that, but it's at least that long. And they've been fun, gratifying, and we've educated a whole bunch of people. And thank you, Lord, we've been able to save and make people and do good things for them. So we're very appreciative of that. 1-888-221-8990. Rosa, thank you so much for the call. 888-221-8990. And I think we got another call. Francesco is over here talking to somebody. So we have our very intricate phone system here, which is not. This is almost called an old-fashioned system that isn't always friendly. But I think we got another caller here coming. Is that true? Look at that.
There we go.
Hey, we do have another caller coming. You know, it's yes, amazing. Our techie over here that's operating today is so good. Caller, it's Joe Martek. You're on the radio.
Hey.
I'm not too sure who's in there, but happy Thanksgiving to all of you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Well, you got
Francesco's
two, you got
here.
Francisco and Joe Martek, you got the two of us today.
That's Francesco.
Francesco.
Almost like a chess game, yeah.
Huh? 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 You're not Francesca.
No, no, Francesco.
Francesco, because
no,
if you, if,
ah,
yes.
Francesco.
If you were a Francesca, you're looking a little funny, you know.
Well, it's the beard.
Yeah. Well, if you were Francesca with that beard, you would be one ugly woman.
Oh,
I'll tell
yes,
you right
I would.
Now.
All right, and we have Patty on the line. Is that right?
Is this Patty? Is that right?
This is Patty.
You know, the power of radio, like when Rosa called, you know, we can all be beautiful or ugly no matter what because nobody can tell. So it works perfect on
That's
radio.
That's right. It's great. Well, I think y'all look good from here, so.
I think you look gorgeous from here.
Well, gee, thanks.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead and ask your question.
Well, and I know I should know the question, the answer to this, but, like, it's getting towards the end of the year, and I have, you know, an IRA set up, but it's a simple, and I can't contribute to it anymore because it was, well, anyway, I can't contribute to it because I'm not working where I was working, and it was set up, I don't know. I'm just not sure what that was all about. But,
well, I'm hold still. Are you still working someplace?
I am still working, so I can contribute, but I got to start something else.
Okay.
But I want to find out, because I'm very confused, with to do this, to kind of dump some money at the end of the year, how much is the maximum for a person to be able to put in? Is it a percentage of your income?
No. What happens is this. Oh. There's, when you said simple IRA, there's like 6 or 7 or 8 or 9 different flavors of IRAs. Mm. A traditional,
right.
If you're not young, you can put up to $6,500 into it per year.
Well, okay. I'm 57, so let's just...
You might whatever. Be at 6,000 or whatever. But the simple...
Okay.
Are you self-employed or are you working for a company?
No, I'm salaried. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm working for.
So now, at your job, do you have a 401k that you contribute to?
No, but they do have something, but I forgot to ask them if they match.
So. Okay. I hate to tell you, that's the first question. You know that one.
Well, you know what? They gave me the paperwork, and I looked over it, and I didn't see anything. And every day I go in, and it's kind of busy, and I forget. And then I hear you guys on the radio, and I
okay.
Think, oh.
Well, the first question you need to ask whoever it is, you say, do you match, and mm-hmm. how much? Because no matter what it is, you do that, because that's 100% return immediately.
That's right.
So, absolutely.
So whatever it is. Now, let's just say they don't match. Well, then there's no reason to go with the company program, because usually company programs have limited choices of what you can do, and technically it's a company program, it's not what you call an individual. So
right.
Literally you can contribute to your simple or a regular IRA, but the simple you may not be able to anymore unless you're self-employed. So I'm assuming you
right.
were self-employed when you opened that.
Yes, I was.
Okay, so now you have,
and I matched everything I put in.
Way to go. I like the way you, I like the, hey, you see that commercial on TV when the guy goes to National Car Rental and he's his own boss, and it's the same guy and he's two different people, and he says, I want to raise 10%. He says, I'll give you 20. Okay.
There you go.
It just kind of reminds me. Yeah. Well, and the other guy walks, another commercial guy walks in and he says, I need to get a raise, and he pulls himself aside and comes back and says, no, my boss turned me down.
That's bad.
You know, hey, there's not enough money to pay you this week. Sounds like being self-employed, right? Anyway, so I, what I'm trying to say is probably you're into the around $6,000 individual IRA. You can either go into a Roth or it can go into a traditional. And then it becomes a matter of making a decision which one to go into. And quite honestly, most people, the traditional, and a lot of people don't like what I'm going to say, but a traditional means you get the tax deduction now. You don't pay mm-hmm. tax on that money, but you have to start taking it out when you turn 70 and a half. And the concept is, when you're now officially this old lady and you're not dead yet, your income is going to be dramatically less than when you were working. Right. So your tax category will be slim or none. So then it makes sense to start taking the money out anytime after 59 and a half, obviously, but 70 and a half, you have to. The Roth, if you put money in now, you pay tax on it, But 100% of the growth and all that money is tax-free when you take it out later. But if you're not in a tax problem, it didn't make any sense to do that. So basically, we beat that up a little bit to say which is the best way to go. But, you know, it depends on...
Well, and that's something I'd sit down with, you know, outside of here. But my other question to you then is, I have also a rental property.
Okay.
Now, that income... Is that considered self-employed income, or is that just, I mean, like, how would I be able to?
That's called passive income. That's not called, right. That's not called earned income. And now, unless you took a salary from that business, set it up as a business, and you took a salary from it, which this is all technicalities. You understand? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, okay. But.
So I can't put money away on that unless it was set up in.
Unless it's set up properly. Yeah, you got to set it up as a job. So I'm now a property owner company, and my company pays me a salary of $150 an hour. You own lots of rentals, by the way, if you're going to get that kind of money. Anyway, the whole concept, we kind of work backwards on this thing and say, how do we achieve your goal legitimately, honestly, with the government? Because the government has 19,000 rules, and we between a CPA and myself, normally we can find out which way is the best for you to go.
Okay, so then now my next question is, till what date do you have to put the money into the account, into the, you know, to get it for the 2015?
Normally all the way until filing date, April 15th, you can file for 2015.
Does the actual IRA have to be set up previous, or does it matter?
I don't think it matters.
I'm
not 1,000% on that, but I'm about 999 that we can basically establish that for 2015 all the way before you file your taxes in 2016 all the way up to April 15th.
Okay. Well, you've just answered all my questions.
Hey, wonderful. You know what? Right. You know, sometimes I get lucky.
That's great.
Hey, Patty, thank you so much for calling. And what I'll do is I'm going to have my young lady give you a call, and we'll try to answer.
You know, the thing is, she has tried to call me previously, but I'm always at work, and I never answer the phone. So what hours are you, like, do you normally work?
I work all the time. Isn't that exciting? And what happens is I work by appointment, so it doesn't make any difference. But what I can do, are you at work right now, or are you driving?
No, actually, I got home. I got out early today, so I was able to listen to the show.
Oh, good.
Scary. Let me give you my cell phone. And the cell phone.
I didn't want to hear myself. I
understand.
I didn't hear it listening. And
I'll give you the cell phone rather than the office number, because the office is 8 to 4 is our official hours. And if that's your working hours, you'd never be able to call me. But I'll give you my cell phone number, and then we can work backwards again.
Sounds good.
You tell me when you're ready.
Go ahead.
772-285-3083.
And where is your office?
My office, as of first of the month, is going to be at the foot of the Palm City Bridge on the Palm City side.
Palm City Bridge on the Palm City side. All right. Well, I work in Stewart, so that's
just good. Come across Monterey, and when you're on top of the bridge, you'll look at that building right there, and that's me. Yeah.
Cool.
That sounds like it works.
It does. You remember when cool was cool? I was reading an article the other day, or listening. That word has transcended every generation now for probably three generations. It's stayed. But other words, like the kids look at you now and say, shut up. That's a compliment. You know, I said, boy, that's a hard one to me to get used to, you know?
I know. Or they say, I won't say it, but my son was using a term at one time, and I said, I got really insulted, and he's like, "No, Mom, that means you're on the top."
Yeah.
And I'm just like, what it meant when I was
exactly. I mean, that's the problem. You got to be but cool has worked no matter what, which we all appreciate. Thanks, Patty. You've got my number. Give me a call if you don't mind.
I do.
Next week.
I will.
After Thanksgiving, and we'll get together, and we'll go from there.
Okay, well, God bless y'all, and have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
You too. Bless you. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
1-888-221-8990. Thank you, Patty. Thank you, Rosa. Any questions we can answer, that's what we're here for. Now, if by chance you can't get through, you can call again. Francesco will take your phone number, and if when next week when Pastor Tom is back or Connie, they'll take your phone number, and we'll get back to you. One of the things is we are not a high-powered, sophisticated phone system here, so the system doesn't always work easily. We take one phone call at a time. So if it just keeps ringing and ringing, that means Francesco's he's on the phone and he's having a hard time. But he's trying to catch everybody. All right, we got a caller. Joe Martek is on the radio, and so are you. Thanks for calling.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Joe. I have a question. I have a 403B plan.
Understand.
And I don't truthfully, guess I can say I've never understood it.
Let me just tell you this. A 403B plan is usually for teachers or somebody that's working in a government position, and they give that a special number. It's very similar, all the same rules as an IRA, 401k. They're all the same, which simply means this. You can put money into that plan, and you don't pay tax on it. When you turn 59 and a half, you can start taking it out, and you pay only ordinary income tax, or at least you file it, subject to whatever your taxes are. And when you turn 70 and a half, if you haven't taken any money out, the government says you have to start taking it out and file it. So the 403 is almost identical to a regular IRA, but they give it a special number if you're a, quote, teacher or a government employee.
Okay. I another question. They keep, I receive this every couple of months, and they current guaranteed withdrawal balance. And then current guaranteed withdrawal amount, remaining guaranteed withdrawal amount for current year. Should I take that out?
Well, how old are you?
This year I turned 71.
Well, guess what? You probably are supposed to take it out.
What
I would do if you they're technically the year you turn 70 and one half, you're supposed to take it out, but they do give you 1 year of grace, which the next year you'd have to take out double. What I would do is call them up on the phone and just say, hey, here's me, here's my account number, look me up and tell me if I should take money out or if I have to take money out.
Okay, all right.
And they are supposed to comply with the law that you can be as ignorant in the world and you don't have to know anything. They're supposed to know it all. They're supposed to notify you.
Okay, that's fantastic. I've been meaning to call your group for at least 6 months.
Well, I'll tell you what, I've got your name and number. My young lady will call you and we'll talk to you off the air. And I can probably spend more time with you because we're just about out of time on the thing.
Yes, we are. Yeah. Just about.
So, listen, let's do this. We've got your name and number, and my office will give you a call next week. We'll set up a time to talk on the phone at least and see if I can help guide you. But in the meantime, call them up and just say, hey, this is me. Here's my account number. Tell me what my options are and what do I have to do, and then, hey, plan B.
Okay. Fantastic.
Have a wonderful day. Happy Thanksgiving, and I'll talk to you next week.
Yes, for sure.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Bless you.
We're done, right?
We're just about at the end of it. We got 3 seconds.
888-221-8990. You leave a message and we'll get back to you. Thank you so much.
That's right.
You've been listening to the Team Martech program. The Team Martech program is a paid program. The content was provided by HF Martech. WCNO, its staff, management, and ownership were not responsible for its content. Investment involves risk. Prior to making any investment, an investor should meet suitability requirements. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future performance. Neither the opinions expressed nor the information provided constitutes a recommendation to purchase or provide investment advice. The material presented is not a substitute for obtaining professional advice from a qualified person or firm. Securities offered through Centaurus Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Tune in next Wednesday at 4 p.m. for the Team Martech program here on WCNO 89.9 FM. For more information, Team Martech is available at 772-229-0114.
There is one who is holy. There is one full of beauty. Only one who is worthy of praise.
Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO, Palm